Joint National Commissions galore. I like the new cholesterol guidelines better than the old guidelines. No room for confusion, like the warning at the edge of a flat world. But with or without guidelines, time marches on. Arteries harden and narrow. Sooner or later, somewhere inside each of us, the blood will make a whoosh-whoosh sound while getting to where it is going. In med school, Professor Lub Dub Smith taught us how to listen to hearts that, for classroom purposes, made the namesake sounds as valves close in sequence. He would stand at the podium and imitate the heart, adding clicks, murmurs, rumbles, gallops, and snaps, according to where the heart was troubled. We loved him standing up there and sounding like an exotic male bird showing off for the ladies. I offer my stethoscope to the patient who whooshes, and he acts as if he wishes. I hadn't assumed my inner ears are clean enough to touch by proxy. But a little too close for comfort is how we learn. That's how we know exactly where to listen. If one day I look in one ear and out the other, I'll never make that joke again. I'd issue the standard warning against going too far with Q-tips and leave it at that. People don't need to know everything, all the details that don't matter. Why the chloride is high is like asking why normal is normal, and then you need to go statistic and draw the normal distribution in the air, taking the audience out there on one tail or the other of the bell-shaped curve, at which point they take my hand from whatever horizon it's pointing out and say, "It's okay. It's going to be okay. Not normal isn't so bad. After all, each result on the Chem-20 panel has a 5% chance of being too high or low, and the chance of a normal person being normal for everything is about 50%, lower than you'd guess." I used to give that lecture, and the students compared me and the subject to watching grass grow or paint dry. No one mentioned my dry wit. Later in life, they will recount eternity in an hour and return to the difference between paint drying and grass growing, apply that wisdom to their daily yoga practice, not only apply it but rub it in to achieve a carefree finish. People don't know carefree until an asteroid out of nowhere blots it in the horizon out, then crashes through the ceiling so there's no place to sit except on the edge of a speck of the Big Bang. In that gloomy light, what looks like a mixed metaphor turns out is an elephant hogging the sofa. Best not to talk much about something like that. Best to reframe that experience. After all, it was only a small asteroid, maybe just a meteor, a shooting star, someone's wish wishing to come true. The doctors say, maybe we can help a little, and the patient decides a little chemo sounds better than nothing. It's easier to hear what we want to hear, and not just because of earwax or the vacuum that used to be memory or good old reliable denial, which may be dumb but is not stupid, but because of Charles Darwin and natural selection. Counting on happy endings helps us reproduce, impose sanctions, plan for retirement, trust sunscreen, overcome modesty, fall in love and stay in love, like that lively couple, French kissing on the beach. The French also invented the stethoscope. Whoosh, you want to hear him whisper in her ear, their private joke. Shush, her private answer. His cholesterol looks high. Sugar and blood pressure, too. The kind of more than chunky, more than middle-aged guy who drops dead more often than chance would allow. Is laughter his best medicine? Not according to the Joint National Commission. With electronic medical records, it's easy to rank patients with diabetes and learn the higher numbers of people who like to thank the staff with home-baked cookies. It's a sweet gesture. Sharing makes them happy. We let them be happy, but we can't make them. Not that there are guidelines. You can make an old friend happy just by bumping into him on the sidewalk. He'll say how happy he is to see you, then say it again to make it stick. You smile back. You stop slouching. You know that feeling when you finally get around to changing the light bulb in the garage and can go out there and actually see? That's how light it feels. Two old friends in the daylight savings delayed dawn, waiting for the indoor pool to open. Cholesterol doesn't come up, but staying alive is implied by context. Why else be up early, swimming laps and asking existential questions? Why does the water feel cold even though it isn't? Why keep the locker room so cold? Why did goggles fit perfect one day and leak the next? Same head, same beady little Kafka eyes that are overdue, according to the postcard, for a checkup. There's a moment during that exam when the reflection of the optic nerve is visible to its owner. Just a glimpse is all you get. It seeing you, seeing it, hardly counts as introspection, but what could be more meta? Halls of mirror for one thing, guidelines for another. Thousands of randomized patients, and after a while, they look so much like you or me that escape is impossible. While standing in line getting guidelined to death, while explaining to the nurse your pressure is always high at the doctor's office, while saying ah, then saying ah an octave higher, while trying as instructed twice to please don't blink the eye drops out, staring as hard as you can to be a good patient, think about how hard it is to outwit a reflex. They never listen. Think about all those basic circuits lined up end to end, how they can take us to the moon and back, if only we would let them. Last night there was a full lunar eclipse, the kind that looks like cream of tomato soup. All the sunrises and sunsets on the planet bent in the moon's direction. But it was raining hard, cats and dogs, too wet for shadows, and the rain was an excuse to stay in bed and listen to three points form a straight line while heading in different directions. The night, pleased to have an audience, purred as it settled into place.